As we continue on with what's going on inside agriculture, I have to remind you to join us on the Inside Agriculture Radio Network. As a matter of fact, you can join us on 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot. Also, the area's information stations, 930 KSDN and 1021 in Aberdeen, 660 Keys News Radio in Williston, Farm News and Real Country, Thunder 106.1 and Ag News 890, both Lisbon and Fargo, North Dakota. Well, as the dairy industry gathers in Madison, Wisconsin this week for World Dairy Expo, the current market conditions remain at the top of mind for dairy producers. Well, Farm First Dairy Cooperative General Manager David Cooper said while exhibiting at World Dairy Expo that the dairy industry needs changes.
Right now, production is holding. I think in Wisconsin, we're doing a pretty decent job of manufacturing what we're able to produce. There's a few shortfalls here and there, but as we come into the fall and holiday orders end, I think there will be continual pressure put on milk volumes as well as milk price. We need some changes to take place, and there's a number of opportunities we could look at to hopefully have that happen.
Wally says relieving the stress on processing capacity would help.
Well, I think part of the problem with processing capacity is it's twofold. One, some plants have a lot of inventory. They maybe are not able to run 7 days a week, two shifts. So we need to take care of the inventory side of things. There's lots of cheese, obviously lots of powder, and butter inventories continue to rise. So a number of opportunities this fall, more baking is going to reduce some of that butter. Hopefully some opportunities with exports will get rid of some of that cheese. You know, we're able to make a lot of unique products in Wisconsin, and our cheese continues to be demanded. We just need to continue marketing that. Hopefully, we can continue to push our schools to get back into the flavored milk, 1%. Category instead of skim, and that'll help draw some milk off the market too.
Now, he says addressing Canada's dairy supply and demand program through the North America Free Trade Agreement renegotiations would also provide relief to U.S. dairy farmers. Specifically, he says the U.S. should address the oversupply of skim milk powder Canada is selling on the world market.
They're selling that skim powder at about 15% below the lowest world price, and that's creating problems for other world exporters as well as the United States, because this lower skim milk powder price is driving everybody's price down. Ultimately, that comes back and impacts a farmer. For the Canadians, they've increased their skim milk powder sales about 300% in the last year. Now, it's not significant volumes, but 300% increase in markets that typically have not seen that in the last 5 years is one of the reasons we have a big problem with what's going on.
David Cooper, General Manager of the Farm First Dairy Cooperative. It's based in Madison, Wisconsin. Well, although we're looking at different kinds of weather across the world, an analysis by CME Groups says the La Nina weather phenomenon may be coming back for real this time after a head fake last year. Now, La Nina is associated with cooler weather conditions along the U.S.-Canadian border, warmer, drier conditions in much of the southern United States, and impacts weather patterns worldwide. Now, CME Group senior economist Eric Norland says past La Ninas have rolled agricultural markets, sending prices on wild rides, often lower amid exceptionally high levels of volatility. Now, research shows cooler than normal water is pooling along the equator on America's side of the Pacific Ocean. One potentially worrisome feature of the agricultural markets today, according to Norland, is the corn, wheat, and soy complex options implied volatilities are trading at or near record lows. Well, he says this might mean that markets are woefully unprepared for a potential La Nina that would bring a wave of volatility. Since 1959, the world has experienced 8 significant episodes of La Nina and 12 significant episodes of El Nino, which is a warming of those currents. All right, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the volatility in those markets. So actually, we're going to talk with Todd Hubbs from the University of Illinois. That's next.